Matthew's Gospel, chapter number one. Matthew, chapter number one. We're going to start reading at verse number 18. Matthew, chapter one, verse 18. Very familiar scripture, very often used this time of the year, and I don't always do that like this, but I feel like God would have us to do so today. Verse 18, chapter 1, book of Matthew. Stand, please. We stand in respect of the Word of God. Isn't it precious that we have the Word of God? Amen. Listen to what it says. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, and I want you to notice very carefully that God's word said before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, and their engagement in that day was as binding as weddings are today in our day. And they were bound by that. And so it's called her husband. Being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's bow our heads, please, and pray. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, and thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be in the house of God today and enjoy the singing and the sweet spirit. And Father, just worship you. I thank you, Lord, for this privilege that we have. Then, Father, I think of those who could not come. There are those who are sick and some suffering this morning. And I pray in Jesus' name you touch them and heal according to your will for your glory, that they may soon be back in the house of God. I pray for those that are away and ask you to watch over and care for. Then, Father, we thank you for Brother Deal that he's well and able to be here. I praise your name for what you've done. I ask you, God, to help others that have come in and here with us today. I pray you bless them and touch them. And Father, you know every heart of every individual that's here. You know exactly who's saved, who's lost. You know exactly what the needs are physically, spiritually, emotionally. And so I pray today that you'll meet the need and you'll have your way, and that the name of Jesus will be exalted and lifted, and you get glory and honor and praise. I plead the blood of Jesus and claim that victory in him. I ask for a divine touch of God be upon us while we preach. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach on, there is something about that name. I praise God, there's something about that name. I want you to look with me, please, in verse number 21. And she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now, let me say this before I get started into the name, that the Bible makes it plain. There's no question left in the Word of God that but what the Holy Ghost is not the one that she conceived by. It was not Joseph. Joseph had nothing to do with the birth of the Lord Jesus. Even after he took her and they were together, he didn't want to make her a public example. God had told her. The Bible makes it plain they did not come together until after that. Now, later on, after the birth of Jesus, they did have children. They were children born under Joseph and Mary, but not Jesus. He's a virgin-born son of the living God. You say, preacher, that's an impossibility. With man, it is impossible, but not with God. God took dust of the earth and made a man. He can certainly put a seed in the woman's womb and make a man if he wants to do it. Amen. And he did, and God did that by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I just want to be sure that everybody here understands that. Birth of the Lord Jesus, not a normal birth as we know it, but conceived by the Holy Ghost and born into this world. God became man. That's an amazing thought, but God did become man. And as we look at this and think about it, I said verse 21, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. I'll come back to that a little bit later. Look in verse number 25. And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, there's a lot of names used for him in the Word of God, and I can't possibly say all of those now, but you remember when God was talking to Moses out of the burning bush, he said, go down there and tell them I am that I am has sent you. That personal pronoun I and present tense of the verb being am, and that's God. And God's manifested in Jesus, and Jesus in the burning bush just said, I am that I am. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. It says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There's some names for you, amen. And then he's called the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and the Morning Star. He's the Rose of Sharon. He is the branch. He's the nail. He's called all of that in the scripture. And he's called the Lamb of God. He is called the way, the truth, the life. He's Emmanuel. Hallelujah. And you go on and names that he's called. And all of them's true. All of them has great meaning. Every one of them means something to us. And all of them just telling us something about him. But did you know what? Our vocabulary is not large enough that we could tell all about him. He's much larger than I can ever say or ever remember. The words put in the Word of God. God put enough in there for us to grasp somewhat of who Jesus is. But then say, call his name Jesus. I say, hallelujah. Jesus, never been a name like Jesus. And I praise his holy name. And thank God there's something about that name. And other names are great and wonderful and have meaning. But something about Jesus, just the name Jesus. And what a precious, lovely name is the name Jesus. Now, number one, it's a predetermined name. It wasn't something Joseph and Mary came up with. God himself, God himself said his name shall be called. Verse 21 again, his name shall be called Jesus. God told him what to name him. Call his name Jesus. And so that's his name. And Jesus is his earthly name. Heavenly name is Christ. He's called Christ Jesus or Jesus Christ. And that anointed one. But Jesus, that one identifies him with mankind. Look in verse number 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found a child with the Holy Ghost and said, now it's birth of Jesus Christ. And started out with Jesus and called his name Jesus. And that Old Testament word for Jesus is Joshua. And Joshua's, that's the Hebrew word and a Greek word brought over in the New Testament, Jesus. Hosea is also another one of them, Oshia, and also Jeshua. All those are speaking of Jesus, have the same name. And I got to thinking about that. Hallelujah. And I thought, you have prophets and you have priests and you have kings mentioned in the name in the Old Testament of who Jesus is. And Hosea and Joshua prophets. But you know what a prophet did? A prophet came forth telling, and he stirred people up. And they got stirred. Hey, did you know, I got to think about this one day, and somebody, I read it somewhere. And I'm not Brother Billy Mitchell said everything I know I read or heard anyway. And I read it somewhere, but somebody said it like this. Said everywhere Paul went, they either had a revival or they had a riot. Everywhere he went, something happened. Amen. I like that. Praise God. Have something happen when you're around preaching. Something ought to happen. And so these prophets went. And you remember Moses went down there into Egypt and told Pharaoh, "Let my people." God said, "Let my people go." He got some things stirred up. And he stirred something up real sure enough. And it stirred. And then you remember when Jonah went to Nineveh and he preached and the whole city repented. Everybody repented and from the king down. John the Baptist came preaching as a prophet. And Herodias got all tore up, cost Johnny's head, but he preached anyhow. He caused him to get stirred up. And preaching, it'll stir somebody. I just like it, amen. And so these prophets, they preached and things happened. John the Baptist did. Hosea did. Joshua did. Moses did. And you find them preaching and what happened. And then you find in the Word of God that there was a Joshua, which was a priest in the book of Zechariah. Not the same Joshua, another Joshua. And he was a priest. And you remember Zechariah wrote about him and talked about that priest standing there. And so it speaks of Jesus being a priest. And then you have Hoshea, who was a king of Israel, the last king, in fact, before they went into bondage. And so you have a prophet, priest, king, all mentioned in the name of Jesus. But let me say to you, hallelujah, there wasn't none of them. Not any of them came up to Jesus. They just told a little bit about him. I thought about this, Melchizedek. That's close enough. In the Old Testament, you remember that priest that came out? He was a priest, and the Bible said he was a king. He was a priest and a king, but he was not a prophet. And Samuel came on the scene, and he was a prophet and a priest, but he was not a king. And David came on the scene. He was a king and a prophet, but not a priest. But Jesus came on the scene. Hallelujah. He's prophet, priest, and king. I tell you, they no name like the name of Jesus. They summed it up in the Old Testament. Everything they tried to say about him and other people with their lives told about him summed it up in Jesus when he came. And he came. He is prophet. He is priest. And he is king. I want you to turn with me, please, in 1 Timothy chapter number 6, verse 14 and 15. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, under the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is a blessed and only pontitate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. I say hallelujah. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. And I say hallelujah. And glory to God. When they crucified Jesus and on the cross, they put a subscription up, they scribed it on the cross. And what it said was, "This is the King of the Jews." They put it in Latin, they put it in Greek, and they put it in Hebrew. They wanted everybody to know. Now, they did it, maybe mockingly, maybe making fun. I don't know how they did it, but I know one thing. God had it put on the cross and declared, "This is the King of the Jews." I declare to you today, he is the King of the Jews. And I declare to you, he's the king that's coming back for the Jews. And he's coming back to take the church out. But he's coming back to establish a kingdom of the Jews. They're arguing over in the Middle East now about the Jews trying to get them to the peace table and trying to give in to the Palestinians and all of that. And I'm not in politics, but I can tell you this for a fact. God gave that land to Israel. It is hers, and one day God will show the mankind who it really belongs to, and Jesus, they'll sit on the throne as the only pontitate, and King of kings, and Lord of lords, and he'll rule and reign, and everybody, and the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as waters that cover the sea. I say hallelujah for the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, it's a powerful name. It was not only a predetermined name, named by God himself, and knew what he would be called, call his name Jesus. But let me say a powerful name. I thought about that name. I could not help but think about a song. And it's the first song in our hymn book. And I'd sing it for you if I could. It's Juanita said, I about had a heart attack. You said, sing it, and she said, oh, no. But I'll tell you how it starts out. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. I say hallelujah. All hail the power of Jesus' name. What power is that, preacher? Well, look in verse number 21. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. I'll tell you how powerful he is. His powerful name to save to the uttermost. I tell you today, praise God, he saves drunks and sobers him up. He saves harlots and makes decent wives out of them. Amen. He saves drug addicts and makes them good dads and moms. He saves church members and makes them know their child to the King. I say glory, hallelujah. I'm glad for that power of the name Jesus. And did you know the devil hates today what I'm doing? He hates me to say Jesus. I want to say it one time just to the devil. Jesus! 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 He is my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my coming King. He is everything. Amen. He's Jesus. Jesus, what a name. A powerful name. He's been other names. Napoleon had his name. He conquered the known world. He did all that. He was great generals of old and men of old that were recognized. And Nebuchadnezzar in his day and all that you read about in the Bible, other kings you read about, men you've read about in countries and all of that. But there's never, never been any name that like the name of Jesus. He's conquered without an army. Well, he had an army, but not an army with guns and not battleships nor planes. But he's conquered more than all the battleships and all the planes put together. He's conquered more hearts. He took more lives. He's put more together. He set more free than when our soldiers, Brother Frank, Deal was in the army and had a bullet go in the helmet and go around his head. But thank God he's here today. Amen. But listen, more than every armies that marched into France, into Italy, and when they came in, those people were set free and they rejoiced. And I've seen pictures where they were throwing flowers and hailing the Americans as being their liberators. And that was good. The Americans are coming, they were saying. Americans are coming. Hey, we have a heritage in our country as setting people free. And we're fast losing that today. May God help us. Preacher, you about to get in, that's not politics, that's talking about my country. I'm talking about my country that I love. I'm talking about a country that's fought so others could be free. Men have died and died on the battlefield for what they believe. But let me tell you today, he's one better name than the United States of America. Every soldier that ever marched, every country that ever cried and said, Americans are coming. I tell you, Jesus, thank God, he's a conqueror from Calvary and came to conquer, hallelujah. He conquered my life. He's conquered other lives. He's conquered in lives in this building. I say to you today, these lives of your loved ones he's going to conquer. And people you're praying for, he say, I don't know what they're going to have. Jesus. Amen. What a powerful name. Amen. The name of Jesus. I want you to turn with me in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 10. You remember when Peter and John went there up to the temple there of prayer? And the man sitting at the gate called Beautiful was begging. And they looked at him and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible said he leaped to his feet, went in the temple leaping and praising God. Now listen to what it says in Acts 4:10. Be it known unto you all. Now some of them got amazed about all that was going on. And to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, this man stand here whole before you, or before you whole. I say hallelujah, what a name. In that name of Jesus, a pitcher being saved, a pitcher getting whole. Thank God he went in leaping and praising God. Let me say number three, it's a prevailing name. Look in, while you're in Acts 4, just stay there a minute. Look in verse 18. and verses following. And they called them, they're talking to the disciples now, they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have heard and seen and heard. I say hallelujah. What a name, Jesus. They threatened them, they beat them, they turned them loose. And they said, we can't help ourselves. All we can do is tell what we've heard and what we've seen. That's all. And they kept on preaching Jesus. That prevailing name of Jesus. And Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I say that's a prevailing name. Prevailing name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. What a name. Jesus. 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 Preacher, I don't know that Jesus. I don't know the thrill of him. I don't know that power working in my life. I don't know that. But preacher, I'm interested in it. Let me share with you. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you'll come and bow on an old-fashioned altar, just ask God to save you. Whisper the name Jesus. I believe there'd been a minute of a person bowed somewhere and just whispered Jesus. Amen. Couldn't say anything else. Just Jesus. And Jesus came into their heart and birthed them in the family of God. I didn't know the words to say exactly, and I didn't know all that. But I knew Jesus. I needed him. I knew I needed him. All I could do was cry, Jesus. Will you today just come and cry, Jesus? Ask him to come in your heart. There's one that's never been one like him. There's never been a name like Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus. 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 And Father, as we endeavor right now just to step out of the way, we cry, Jesus. And I pray folk who are here that have been saved, they're out of your will. They don't have the joy. They don't know the thrill of living their life and magnifying Jesus. I pray today they'll come and cry, Jesus. You'll forgive them and help them and restore joy. I pray for those who are here today and they're lost. Father, I pray they'll come today and cry unto Jesus and be saved. Then I pray for those who have problems and difficulties, situations that are weighting them down. They're hurting. They don't know which way to turn or what to do, but Lord, they can come and cry to Jesus and get some help. I pray your will be accomplished now in the invitation. Father, it's yours. We plead the blood, claim that victory in Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.